During a late December traffic stop, a 30-year-old male was shot by Buffalo police on Northland Avenue. While the shooting is still under investigation, questions have been raised if the department should release police body-worn camera footage of the incident. This is the first officer-involved shooting to take place since the city issued the cameras in spring of 2019. Common Council President Darius Pridgen says he fought hard for body cams and the transparency they provide.
At the end of the day, I know that the investigation is going on, so I wouldn't want to see something released before the investigation is done. But the reason for those cameras are for transparency, so sooner or later that footage will be released, I would assume.
Not all of Pridgen's fellow council members share his view. North District Member Joe Golombek says releasing the footage could open the city up to liability.
I'm sort of mixed on that because of the legal issues. When the city of Buffalo is being challenged in court, there is a policy and there is legal precedence set where we can hold on to something. You know, I don't want to prejudicial anybody one way or the other. I'm not really sure what should be done. That's going to be something the lawyers are going to argue out.
The man shot in the traffic stop was taken into custody for a parole violation and was transported to ECMC with non-life-threatening injuries. Ryan Zunner, WBFO News.